Hello, this is the Friar, and I am delighted to be with you. Today, it is Friday, June 11th, 2021, and this is Friday with the Church Fathers. I am delighted that you have decided to join us today and to be with us as we continue this series, which is on every Friday. Just the usual disclaimers at the beginning, not disclaimers, but the usual invitations at the beginning. You can subscribe to our podcast, The Friar, by going to our website, thefriar.org, and you'll see links to our podcast from any number of providers. If you'd rate us, that'd be great. Secondly, if you would like to sign up for our newsletter, you can do so by entering your email address at the form at the top of the page. Click subscribe and you're good to go. You'll also be notified whenever there's new content on our website. So, today we're going to look a little bit at St. Ignatius of Antioch. Now, just a little clarification here, because there are two well-known saints with the name Ignatius. There is St. Ignatius of Antioch, who we're looking at today, who goes all the way back to the apostles, knew the apostles and so forth. There's also St. Ignatius of Loyola, who founded the Jesuits, and so they are there as well, and that is part of what happens in that setting. So, as we look forward today to this area, we are looking at St. Ignatius of Antioch, and we'll be talking a little bit about some biographical information about him. But here's the quote we're going to focus on today. Quote, "And pray without ceasing on behalf of other men, for there is in them hope of repentance that they may attain to God. See then, that they may be instructed by your works, if in no other way. Be meek in response to their wrath, humble in opposition to their boasting. To their blasphemies, return your prayers. In contrast to their error, be steadfast." Colossians 1:23, in the faith. "And for their cruelty, manifest your gentleness. While we take care not to imitate their conduct, let us be found there, brethren, in all true kindness, and let us seek to be followers of the Lord, whoever more unjustly treated, more destitute, more condemned, that so no plant of the devil may be found in you, but you may remain in all holiness and sobriety in Jesus Christ, both with respect to the flesh and spirit." St. Ignatius of Antioch. St. Ignatius of Antioch is probably the earliest of the Church Fathers and is one of the Apostolic Fathers, since he likely knew and interacted with the Apostles. Born in the middle of the 1st century and dying at the beginning of the 2nd century, Ignatius of Antioch provides a picture of the early Church where already we see some of the things that we see as connected to the Church today. Much of his later life was spent in chains as a prisoner. This quote from Ignatius of Antioch is one that is both challenging and at the same time quite appropriate for today. The first thing Ignatius tells us is that we should pray without ceasing, which is also an invitation from St. Paul. One way the Church lives up to that invitation today is by praying the Liturgy of the Hours, and priests and deacons today promise to pray the Liturgy of the Hours upon their ordination. The U.S. Bishop's website provides a good overview of the Liturgy of the Hours. If you are interested in praying the Liturgy of the Hours, you can do so online with ibreviary.org, and the link is available in the post for this podcast. But even if you are not one to pray the Liturgy of the Hours, you can still pray without ceasing. One easy way to do this is, if you carry a smartphone, is to set random alarms throughout the day where you will stop to say a short prayer when they go off. You could also leave yourself random notes around your house that remind you to pray in various locations. The challenging part of what Ignatius writes concerns those who are not treating him well, and by extension, those who are not treating Christians well. We all have people in our lives who are not kind to us. The temptation is, of course, to respond to them in the same way. But Ignatius does not do this. Rather, he sees that it is quite important to, as St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Philippians, to have the same attitude as the one Christ had. Consider these phrases he wrote. Be meek in response to their wrath. Be humble in opposition to their boasting. To their blasphemies, return your prayers. I do not know about you, but I find it so difficult not to act like those who make me angry. They argue, I want to argue. They mock, I want to mock. They insult, I want to insult. But I also know that it is often better to take a different approach. I should be meek. I should be humble. I should listen and seek to understand. I should attempt to discover what values might underlie what it is they say and about which they are arguing. Ignatius exhorts us to let us seek to be followers of the Lord and to remain in all holiness and sobriety in Jesus Christ, both with respect to the flesh and spirit. Of course, this is not easy. If it were, we would all readily do it. But if you are like me, you like to win. You like to prove others wrong. You might rather talk than listen. And you might seek action over contemplation. But the way we know we are on the right track is to compare ourselves to the love of Jesus and to Jesus himself. How do we measure up when we think of Jesus Christ? As we ponder the words of St. Ignatius of Antioch, let us also ask him to pray on our behalf, so that in all we do, we might remain in all holiness and sobriety in Jesus Christ, both with respect to the flesh and spirit. Thank you so much for joining us today on this Friday with the Fathers. I look forward to having you with us on Monday when we do another Meditation Monday on the readings for the upcoming Sunday. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm always delighted to have you with me. If you would pray for me, I am always praying for you, and may God bless you.